Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A Rock Island man is unfit to stand trial for two counts of first-degree murder. That was the decision today by a judge after a fitness evaluation of 39-year-old John Conwell. Conwell is charged with killing his grandmother and uncle at their Rock Island home in May. He'll now be turned over to the Illinois Department of Human Resources for treatment. The first Monarch Blitz is over, and 300 people in the U.S. counted eggs, caterpillars, chrysalides, and butterflies. WVIK's Michelle O'Neill reports the citizen scientists then submitted their findings to the Monarch Lab at the University of Minnesota.
This very first Monarch Butterfly Blitz included the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Spokeswoman Corlund Preston says the results will help researchers find out where monarchs reproduce and then learn what makes habitat good or bad for them. Their numbers have declined drastically over the past 20 years.
Also, just knowing more about the monarchs while they are dispersed across North America breeding during the summer is really important because that's where the habitat conservation really needs to happen right now.
Scientists keep track of monarch butterfly populations while they spend their winters in Mexico. The record low for monarch overwintering was set nearly 5 years ago when the butterflies covered less than 1 hectare. But Preston says last year it was nearly 3. The goal is to increase the monarch population to 6 hectares by 2020. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
And more information is available online at monarchlab.org/MLMP. One of the nuclear reactors at the Cordova plant has been offline since early Sunday morning. Employees at Exelon's Quad Cities Generating Station took Unit 2 out of service to fix part of the main power transformer. That equipment transfers power from the nuclear plant to the electrical grid. Technicians will repair, inspect, and test the transformer before putting it back online. The other reactor, Unit 1 at Cordova, is still working, and customers will not be affected by the Unit 2 outage. Spokeswoman Brandy Donaldson says Exelon does not have an estimate about how long the repairs will take. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.